It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In India today, they're celebrating Diwali. That's the Festival of Lights. It's like New Year's. People set off fireworks, they feast and party and give each other gifts. At least that's what they usually do. Now, a shadow has fallen over the festive season because of recent bombings. Philip Reeves, our correspondent in India's capital, reports on how many are spending the holiday this year.
Every seat in this cavernous conference hall in New Delhi is taken. Every person in those seats has a small Indian flag. They wave their flags in time as they sing India's national anthem. Some are dabbing tears from their eyes. This is a gathering of the All India Anti-Terrorist Front. It's marking its annual Anti-Terrorist Day a few days before Diwali. We salute Mother India, the audience cries. 6 weeks have elapsed since New Delhi was hit by multiple bombs that killed 21 people. Four big Indian cities have been bombed this year. Nearly 130 people have been killed. The Delhi police band strikes up as the organisers summon onto the stage a dishevelled, bewildered-looking woman. She lost her father in the Delhi blasts. She's presented with a trophy and a cheque. A small girl with a strangely fixed smile is asked to sing. Her name is Manisha Michael. She's 11 years old. Last month's bombings were not the first in this city. Manisha lost both her parents in a blast 3 years ago. The Anti-Terrorist Front's leader takes the podium. Kill the terrorists and throw away their bodies, says MS Beta. People in Delhi are no longer safe, he says, and they feel afraid.
The fear, of course, there is in Delhi because the festive season is coming, Diwali is coming.
That's Manisha Dubey, master of ceremonies at this event.
I've seen the markets are all vacant. The people, they don't have the enthusiasm about the festival as usual. So I think it does affect the people, and the fear is, of course, there.
India's security services are convinced the Delhi bombings were the work of Islamist militants. Manisha Dubey agrees.
I think outsiders have come in here in India, and there are some less educated people in India. So, you know, they just do the brainwash and they make them realize that whatever you are doing, you're just doing for jihad.
When its cities are bombed, India usually points an accusing finger at Pakistan and its intelligence services. However, these days, attention's focused on radical Indian Islamist organizations, including a mysterious group called the Indian Mujahideen. It claimed last month's Delhi bombings. A few days after those attacks, something strange happened. The police raided a building in the city. Two Indian Muslims, both students, were shot dead. A police inspector also died. This is the village where those two students came from. It's some 400 miles from Delhi, deep in the rural plains of North India. India has a huge Muslim minority, roughly 160 million people. Two-thirds of this village are Muslims. They live in a district called Azamgarh in Uttar Pradesh state. India's media has begun labelling the place as India's terror capital. Yet the village looks no different than thousands of others. It's a cluster of tumble-down shops, brick homes, and stagnant ponds where pigs and water buffalo mingle with the village kids. Mohammed Zahid's sitting outside while his friends commiserate him. His 17-year-old brother, Sajid, was one of the two students the police killed.
You can imagine how it would feel if a 17-year-old child from your family was sent with so much hope to Delhi and was killed for no fault of his. It's terrible.
Mohammed suspects his brother was the victim of what's known in India as a fake encounter, in which the police inspector was somehow killed by mistake. A fake encounter is another term for an extrajudicial killing carried out by the police. Such killings by South Asia's beleaguered security forces are fairly common. Mohammed says his family's now paralysed by grief and anger.
We're angry because they call us terrorists, and we're also angry because they refuse to set up a commission to look into this case.
The family want a judicial inquiry. They're not alone. Salman Sultan is a teacher here at Shibli College in Azamgarh. He's among a number of civil society activists, including many non-Muslims, calling for an investigation. Locals say a handful of other Muslim youngsters from the area have disappeared. They think they've been detained by the police. Sultan says this is causing a lot of worry in the community.
Many parents now, they are just keeping their children at home. When they come back, we just, we are very happy that they have come back. So living in this environment, I mean, what kind of democracy is this? When you are living in this dreadful environment.
I am worried and many people here are worried.
Islamic scholar Ishtiaq Ahmed Zilli fears the crackdown on Muslims in the aftermath of the Delhi bombings could create a potentially dangerous rift between India's Muslims and the rest of the country.
This might lead to a kind of a perception about us and about the region, about the people of the region, which is not justified, which is not correct.
India's Muslims are underrepresented in the corridors of power. Even so, says Zilli, they see themselves as every bit as patriotic as the crowd singing the national anthem on Anti-Terrorist Day. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.